that the Federal Highway Administration has officially scrapped plans for an approximate $350 million American Plaza. This is actually something we have been advocating for with Customs and Border Protection and the Secretary of the United States Department of Transportation, Ray LaHood. The reason for this is this ends a 12-year process, that has produced no tangible results toward improving the traffic congestion problem at both the bridge and the American Plaza. This is vitally important because now there is local control. The Peace Bridge Authority estimates that the new improvements will cost between $70 and $100 million, will create hundreds of jobs in the construction trades in supply and materials industry, and the schedule will be expedited. Again, we've been doing this. We've been at this for 12 years, no tangible progress. This project will be started and completed within 3 years, 36 months, toward completing a new American Plaza. We will increase the number of acreage from the current 17 to 25, and there'll be 7 additional inspection booths. But I think the most important point here is this frees us from the federal bureaucracy and allows us to proceed as a local community, much as we've done with local waterfront development. We saw very little progress over a 50-year period, and it's when we establish local control and financing that we were able to see real progress over the past 36 months. I see this as a very, very similar model. The Peace Bridge is vitally important to the economy of Buffalo and Western New York. It's the second busiest northern border crossing for passenger vehicles, third for commercial vehicles. Every aspect of the Western New York economy is impacted by the population center in southern Ontario. It's 8.1 million people, projected to grow another 3 million over the next decade and a half. We wouldn't have the Buffalo Bills professional sports franchise or the Buffalo Sabres without the added ticket buying base, customer base in southern Ontario. We wouldn't be able to attract JetBlue Airlines and Southwest Airlines to Buffalo Niagara International Airport without the added ticket buying base in southern Ontario. Our retail economy would be ruined if we didn't have that added customer base in southern Ontario traveling to Buffalo and Western New York, particularly this year. And you just look at the sales tax receipts in Erie County to underscore the importance of that. What is the problem? The Peace Bridge was built 84 years ago. The population of southern Ontario was considerably less. It has grown since then by 350%. The population of Western New York has grown by about 31% in that same period of time. The problem is the Peace Bridge is only 3 lanes. So 50% of the time, you're down to 1 lane for all that commercial and passenger vehicles. So you have an avoidance issue. What is the mindset in Western New York? To avoid the bridge. To avoid the bridge because it's not reliable. It's not predictable. People complain all the time that they have a Nexus pass, but they can't get to the Nexus booth because they're stuck on the bridge. So what we need to do is build a new American Plaza that respects the neighborhood within which that plaza will be constructed. The old plan was going to take 83 homes. The new plan will take 1 home. It will be on an expedited construction schedule. So what we have to do is remove the mindset an unreliable and unpredictable bridge. The way you relieve the mindset is to build in capacity so you have certainty, so you have reliability, so you have predictability, so people don't avoid the bridge. They're encouraged to make a cross-border movement, both between the United States and Canada and Canada and the United States. So I think this is a major development toward moving the Peace Bridge project forward. As I said, the plaza will be completed within 3 years. The money is in place, and then we will move in working with the Canadian government toward creating a new span to increase the current 3 lanes to 7 lanes with an additional 4 lanes. It's a major economic development project for Buffalo and Western New York. It's a major environmental project, because the one thing that triggers asthma in kids in the Lower West Side is idling diesel engines. We have to relieve that congestion as an environmental issue, and it's a major transportation issue. I believe that the Peace Bridge will be number one for both passenger and commercial vehicles once the improvements are made and we get rid of the congestion that has currently plagued that bridge and our environment for the past 30 years.